This is Millennium Radio on 88 FM and 235, starting a new broadcast day. It's March 22nd, 1988.
Millennium 88 News, I'm Andrew Hanlon. It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. Leaders of the Progressive Democrats and the Labour Party are to demand a full debate in the North this afternoon. In a written request to the Ciaran Corley yesterday, Desi O'Malley said that constitutional politicians had to regain the initiative from the men of violence, whilst Labour leader Dick Spring said the impasse in Anglo-Irish relations had to be broken in order to restore the possibility of political progress. The debate has been requested before Thursday's adjournment for the Easter recess. A number of people were evacuated from their homes in South Belfast last night when British Army bomb experts were called in to deal with a suspect device at Finihy. A controlled explosion was carried out in a package which had been placed in a car windscreen in Orlock Square. Earlier, a grenade found in a car at Malone Road was defused. Untransmitted television film of Saturday's mob attack on two British soldiers in the north is being withheld from the RUC by BBC Northern Ireland. The organisations say they're not prepared to hand the film over because they fear it may endanger the lives of the film crews involved. Independent television news, who hold footage prior to the attack, are also refusing to hand over their film to the security forces. Fire brigade units in East Belfast were called out early this morning to deal with a blaze at a three-storey block of flats where four women and two children had to be rescued. The fire, the cause of which hasn't yet been established at the three-storey block, was brought under control in a short period of time, and the uninjured women and children were brought to hospital for observation. There's to be a disciplinary hearing later today for the two editors of RTE's Morning Ireland radio programme, which last week included a report in breach of Section 31 featuring comments from Sinn Féin member Martin McGuinness. Yesterday, RTE management sacked the reporter involved, Miss Jenny McKeever, after a brief suspension period. The broadcasting branch of the National Union of Journalists, representing the reporter, has said it deplores RTE's decision, describing the breach as a technical one, which wasn't intended by Miss McKeever. A look now at the weather forecast for the Dublin area. Pardon me, it'll be cloudy this morning with outbreaks of rain, becoming dry this afternoon with some bright or sunny spells. The high today, 12 degrees, falling to about 6 or 7 by midnight, and winds on the bay, force 5 or 6, decreasing to force 4 or 5. And finally, the Irish Times of the 22nd of March, this date, back in 1969, reported that a dispute involving boiler men at the larger Dublin Garda stations were resolved just hours before the men had served strike notice. The men's union, the ITG&WU, pointed out that the men had been receiving £13.13 for working a seven-day week in the Garda stations, compared with a weekly wage of £14 received by the boiler men at the Office of Public Works. And that's Millennium 88 News. News again in full at 8:30.
Millennium 88 FM.
88 FM, starting a new broadcast day. Tuesday, it's 6 minutes past eight. And welcome to the early shift. We're here between 9 and half past 10. Cupid by Sam Cooke starting us off. And if you see somebody with an apple on their head, you know what they're after. Get yourself a bow immediately. Let's keep it going now. Here's Christians and Born Again.
I used to wake in the afternoon when the sunshine finally cut through the haze. I really don't remember that much. I just know I wasted a thousand days.
We need protection from this infection, something to ease this cruel disease. A ray of hope and a new direction, I call to you and you rescue me.
'Cause when you're gone, I feel like I'm born again. To going down, in you I'm a better.
The ones that didn't get away, they've taken so much, they've got nothing left to give.
But we can do without the reprobation. Let's try some love and some sanity. I know there's thousands all over the nation. I thank the Lord that you rescued me.
When you're gone, I feel like I'm born again.
Just know I wasted a thousand days. We need protection from this infection, something to ease this cruel disease. A ray of hope and a new direction, I thank the Lord that you rescued me.
When you're gone, I feel like I'm born again.
After 8 Millennium 88 FM, early on a Tuesday morning. And that's called With You I'm Born Again by the Christians. Well, I hope you're feeling well this morning, because we've got lots of good stuff between now and 10:30. Let's pass around the photographs of chicken in the basket. Where was it from? After 8, Millennium 88 FM, and I'll take good care of your cares. But who's minding the chamois? That's what we want to know.
Something great in 88
Millennium,
with the latest hits and the greatest memories.
14 and a half minutes past 8.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsy, tramp, and thief, we'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsy, tramp, and thief. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down. A boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth Southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsy, tramp, and thief, we'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsy, tramp, and thief. But every night all the men would come around.
1971 remembered here at Millennium 88 FM. Cher Bono, when she was young back in 71, she worked for all a little younger then. And that's called Gypsies, Tramps and Thieves. 16 and a half minutes past 8.
I want you to know that today's prices at Quinsworth match anyone's prices on basic groceries like bread, beans, minerals, tea bags, nappies, margarine and many more. Quality food costs less at Quinsworth and we give you the choice. That means real value.
I remember Dublin.
Celebrate 1,000 years of rare old times with KTEL's official Millennium Album, Dublin Songs. Take a musical saunter through its streets with Dublin's best-known musical sons, the Dubliners, the Furies, Paddy Reilly, Jim McCann and Brendan Grace. For friends at home and abroad, Dublin Songs from KTEL, the premier double album to commemorate 1,000 years of Ireland's premier city.
Thinking of holidays? Well, Corona Holidays can solve all your holiday needs at a price you can afford. Whatever the resort, for value and choice, you'll find it hard to equal Corona Holidays. Corona Holidays, 66 Middle Abbey Street, Dublin.
1,000 years of Dublin, and for 970 of them, no one knew what was happening. Brian Boru was having a hoolie. No one knew. Daniel O'Connell was playing the part. Not a whisper. Then 30 years ago, Events of the Week appeared, telling Dubliners and millions of visitors exactly what was happening. Where to eat, drink, what to watch, listen to and buy. So if you want to know what's happening, read Events of the Week. And if you are what's happening, phone us at 954962. That's 954962. Because Dublin is a very eventful city.
Millennium. John Clark.
18 after 8, Tuesday morning from Millennium 88 FM with John Clark in the morning. And traffic-wise today, all quiet around the city and no delays to report at present. But as it evolves and as it develops, we'll let you know. Here's Eric Carmen with Hungry Eyes.
I'm
gone 22 minutes past 8 on Millennium 88 FM with Hungry Eyes and Eric Carmen from the movie called Dirty Dancing. As I say, no traffic problems as of yet. And if you're wondering how we compile the traffic news, well, our in-house teeny bopper comes along. That's Catherine, who brushes her hair to the music in the morning and wipes the sleep out of her eyes and rings the police. And they've got 25 bikes whizzing around the city and they report it back with no particular problems. So that's how we do that, okay? 22 and a half minutes past 8, Millennium 88 FM and 235 across Dublin. Here's Gene Finley.
Dearest, darling, I had to write to say that I won't be home anymore, for something happened to me while I was driving home, and I'm not the same anymore. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. I saw a welcoming light and stopped to rest for the night, and that is when I saw her as I pulled in outside of the small motel. She was there, and so I walked up to her, asked where I could get something to eat, and she showed me where. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. She took me to the cafe, I asked her if she would stay, she said, okay. Caressed her, kissed her, told her I'd die before I would let her out of my arms. For I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. I hate to do this to you, for I love somebody new. What can I do? I can never go home.
25 minutes, but why can't he never go home? Hey, what happened there last night? He stayed out late, didn't phone in with an excuse? Gene Pitney from Millennium 88 FM and 24 hours in Tulsa. 25 and a half minutes past 8, here's Whitney now. And where do broken hearts go?
Hey, where you hiding?
I haven't been the same since that cold November day. We said we needed space, but all we found was an empty place. And the only things I learned is that I need you desperately. So here
now Whitney Houston from Millennium 88 FM and Where Do Broken Hearts Go?
You to know that today's prices at Quinsworth match anyone's prices on basic groceries like bread, beans, minerals, tea bags, nappies, margarine, and many more. Quality food costs less at Quinsworth, and we give you the choice. That means real value.
Wheel your wheelbarrow to Hugh Falkins Decorating Centre for the new Super Fresco wall coverings and a clearing line of blown vinyl from just £3.98 per roll. Wallpaper value is alive, alive, oh, at Hugh Falkins, Talbot Street, and Capel Street.
It's now 8:30.
The headlines this morning: main opposition parties call for debate on North, British Army call to defuse bomb, Minister for Environment rejects dirty water claim. Millennium 88 News, I'm Andrew Hanlon. Good morning. Leaders of the Progressive Democrats and the Labour Party are to demand a full debate on the North this afternoon. In a written request to the Ciaran Corley yesterday, Desi O'Malley said that constitutional politicians had to regain the initiative from the men of violence. Labour leader Dick Spring said the impasse in Anglo-Irish relations had to be broken in order to restore the possibility of political progress. The debate has been requested just before Thursday's adjournment for the Easter recess. A number of people were evacuated from their homes in South Belfast last night when British Army bomb experts were called in to deal with a suspect device at Finihy. A controlled explosion was carried out in a package which had been placed on a car windscreen in Orlock Square. Earlier, a grenade found in a car at Malone Road was defused. Untransmitted television film of Saturday's mob attack on two British soldiers in the north is being withheld from the RUC by BBC Northern Ireland. The organisations say that they're not prepared to hand the film over because they fear it may endanger the lives of the film crews involved. Independent television news, ITN, who hold footage prior to the attack, are also refusing to hand over their film to the security forces. A claim by the Consumers Association of Ireland that Irish bathing waters fall short of EEC standards has been dismissed by the Minister for the Environment, Fáil Flynn. Describing the report as potentially damaging to tourism and likely to cause unwarranted concern among Irish bathers, Mr. Flynn said the claim was misleading, and he said the CAI statement pointed out that standards were set by an EEC directive, but the assessment had ignored this fact. There's to be a disciplinary hearing later on today for the two editors of RTE's Morning Ireland radio programme, which last week included a report in breach of Section 31 featuring comments from Sinn Féin member Martin McGuinness. Yesterday, RTE management sacked the reporter involved, Miss Jenny McKeever, after a brief suspension period. The broadcasting branch of the National Union of Journalists, representing the reporter, has said it deplores RTE's decision, describing the breach as a technical one, which wasn't intended by Miss McKeever. Fire brigade units in East Belfast were called out early this morning to deal with a blaze at a three-story block of flats, where four women and two children had to be rescued. The fire, the cause of which hasn't yet been established at the three-story block, was brought under control in a short period of time, and the uninjured women and children were brought to hospital for observation. The weather forecast now for the Dublin area: cloudy this morning with outbreaks of rain, becoming dry this afternoon with some bright or sunny spells. The high today, 12 degrees, falling to 7 degrees by midnight tonight. Winds in the bay, force 5 or 6, decreasing force 4 or 5. And finally, you may remember the story of the theft of Pope Sylvester's skull reported by the Irish Times on the 21st of March, 1969. Well, the Times of the 22nd of March reported that the skull was returned. Police thought the theft was the work of a religious maniac because the relic had no monetary value. It was handed back to the authorities by a priest who had received it from someone in the confessional box. And that's Millennium 88 News. News again in full at 9 o'clock.
John Clark, 88 FM. 26 and a half minutes before 9. Once ahead, always ahead. Here's Joe Dolan.
And if you look at me, you see a lonely man.
It's Millennium 88 FM on a Tuesday morning with Joe Dolan. And that's what the farmer said when he said, is it a sheep? And he said, no, it's a ewe, it's a ewe, it's a ewe. Now, what can you get for free today? Very little. Well, today and every Tuesday, Eamon McTamosh will conduct tours of the House of Lords, better known to you and I as the Bank of Ireland at 2 College Green. Now, the building was the first two-chamber House of Parliament in Europe and has many interesting stories attached to it. So Eamon's tours are free, and the times, if you fancy licking your old shgies, this morning, 10:30, 11:30 and 1:45.
Something great is 88.
Millennium.
With the latest hits and the greatest memories.
22 and a half minutes before 9, John Clark in the morning. Here's an oldie now from the 60s, Ronettes and Be My Baby. Song, great memory as well, back from 1963. The girly sound of the Ronettes and Be My Baby. 20 minutes away from 9, Millennium 88 FM and 235 across Dublin. And the traffic in the Donnybrook area, traffic seems to be moving smoothly. Even Black Rock is flying along. And traffic lights are stuck on red in Talla Village this morning. And that's going to cause delays for people travelling through the Talla Village this morning. Both ways, all quiet in Finsborough, Blanchardstown and Doyle's Corner. And the current teen idol, Wet, 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 and Sweet Little Mystery.
That's what
Before 9, Tuesday morning in the city, Millennium 88 FM and 235 across Dublin was wet, 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 and sweet as a mystery. Now, various people yesterday popped in and said could we play requests for them as they journey to school. So let's work our way through those at the moment. It's the 5th years of Manor House in Raheny from Jora, Glenda and Kira in Raheny. Wish them all the best today. Class 1-4, St. Paul's College from Brian Russell in Raheny. And all the 5th years in Mount Sackville Chapel Lived It from Mr. Burke, the history teacher who was in with us yesterday afternoon. The history teacher, hey, spell Brian Baru. 16 before 9 o'clock. And who asked for this one? Tom Hederman of Class 2, Clifford T. Ward.
If you decide
a great LP, Home Thoughts from Abroad, and there were people who moved into a flat with one duffel coat and a copy of that LP, Home Thoughts from Abroad, Clifford T. Ward and Gay.
Welcome again to Bord Fulch's Ireland Holidays 88. Brian.
You know, Olivia, the sunny southeast has always been a favourite for holidays.
And why not with some of the finest beaches in Europe like Cortown, Rosslare and Tremore?
The kids will love the Wexford Heritage Park.
Or how about the delightful river valleys of County Carlow?
And you can't overlook the majestic beauty of South Tipperary or the historical sites of Kilkenny.
Step up the pace with the day out horse racing.
Or on a different note, there's the opera festivals in Wexford and Waterford.
All this and more in Bord Fulch's Ireland Holidays 88 brochure.
Ireland, it's there to enjoy.
Wake up in the morning, wanna treat my body right. What am I gonna spread on my toes?
Oh, my delight.
My way.
Oh,
what's that?
Oh,
come on, y'all.
My delight.
Yeah, good night.
Next time we have a cheese party, I must have the woolly hat. Hey, you like the reggae cheese? 11 and a half minutes before 9, Millennium 88 FM with John Clark in the morning. And we're 235 across Dublin. Here's something fairly energetic. Pointer Sisters and Jump For My Love. Millennium 88 FM, March 22nd, 1988. And thanks for joining us on this Tuesday morning. And I'm sure over the past couple of days you've heard us doing requests and you're wondering, how are these people getting requests done? Well, basically you pop into us or you send us in a little card, because we're in the GPO arcade in the heart of Dublin. And if you're passing by, if you're in town, have a little request written out and we'll do it for you. That's the way it's done. 7.5 minutes before 9, and a track we played yesterday, and it's become very popular with us here. It's from a new LP by Joni Mitchell, her version of Cool Clear Water.
Mm-hmm.
Joni Mitchell from her new LP, Chalk Mark in the Rainstorm, and Cool, Clear Water. 3:09. And a look at the traffic. There's a build-up of traffic on the South Keys at Christchurch Bridge due to roadworks, and roadworks on O'Connell Bridge are affecting northbound traffic, and these roadworks are also causing delays in Westmoreland Street back to College Green. Traffic on the North Keys is good but moving, except for Bachelor's Walk to the Halfpenny Bridge, where there's a build-up of traffic, and traffic on the North Strand is presently very, very heavy. 3:09, 2:35 and 88 FM. It's Millennium Radio with Leo Sarah, and I love you more than I can say. Sarah, Buddy Holly's old song, I Love You More Than I Can Say.
Marlfield Gardens.
I'm sure it's not in the least gardeny.
Detached, four-bedroomed homes.
Yes, I know it's top quality and convenient, but, oh, I don't know.
Marlfield Gardens, on view daily.
I know it sounds perfect, but it's the way a house feels that's important.
Marlfield Gardens, Cabinteely Way, built by Proven Developments. £59,950. Viewing daily from 2 to 5.
All right, how do you feel?
I feel at home, I suppose.
Marlfield Gardens. It's a very nice feeling.
At the top of Dawson Street, Dublin 2, are Needlecraft, the handcraft specialists. Needlecraft have all kinds of embroidery, tapestries, and hand-knitting cottons. Call in and see the bond knitting machines. So, so easy to use. All in the world of Needlecraft, where fine yarns are spun and told.
It's now 9 o'clock.
The headlines this morning, PDs and Labour parties call for debate on North, bomb discovered in North, and Environment Minister rejects claims. Millennium 88 News, I'm Andrew Hanlon, good morning. Leaders of the Progressive Democrats and the Labour Party are to demand a full debate on the North this afternoon. In a written request to the Ciaran Corley yesterday, Desi O'Malley said that constitutional politicians had to regain the initiative from the men of violence. Whilst the Labour Party leader Dick Spring said the impasse in Anglo-Irish relations had to be broken in order to restore the possibility of political progress. The debate has been requested before Thursday's adjournment for the Easter recess. And the Fine Gael spokesman for Foreign Affairs and former Minister for Foreign Affairs, Peter Barry, speaking on British television this morning, has welcomed the Northern Secretary's announcement for another meeting of the Anglo-Irish Conference, which it's thought will meet during the week.
Yes, I'm glad to hear that meeting is taking place. I think it should have taken place a long time ago. I think both governments had been negligent in their operation of the agreement. What they are doing now is reacting to something that has happened. Whereas, of course, what they should have done is, and it is quite obvious that the last week with funerals was going to be a very difficult time for the RUC and indeed for everybody in Northern Ireland. They should have met the week before last and looked forward to that and see what statements would be made that would be helpful to the situation and what actions could be taken. And I think the Irish government views and that would have been helpful. But what they're doing now is reacting to something that took place last week instead of trying to foresee coming events, which is the term used in the Anglo-Irish Agreement, and do something about it.
When asked what he wanted to see come out of the Irish Anglo-Irish Conference, Mr. Barry replied,
I want to see a decision by both governments that the conference will meet a lot more regularly than it has been meeting for the last 12 months and that they will make an effort to see what is going to happen in the coming weeks and try and make some arrangement to avoid the kind of death loss that took place last week at the two funerals. I want to see them to build the confidence of nationalists in the security forces by clearly doing things that are of benefit to the nationalists in Northern Ireland. And I want to see them also put a handout, and this is for the Irish government more particularly, to the unions community in Northern Ireland and reassure them that we don't intend any course of action on our part to force them into a situation which they don't want. I think Article 1 of the Anglo-Irish Agreement gives them that guarantee already, but we want to repeat it and repeat it to lower their level of fear.
A number of people were evacuated from their homes in South Belfast last night when British Army bomb experts were called in to deal with a suspect device at Finihy. A controlled explosion was carried out in a package which had been placed in a car windscreen in Orlock Square. Earlier, a grenade found in a car at Malone Road had been defused. Untransmitted television film of Saturday's mob attack on two British soldiers in the north is being withheld from the RUC by BBC Northern Ireland. The organisation say they're not prepared to hand the film over because they fear it may endanger the lives of the film crews involved. Independent television news, ITN, who hold footage prior to the attack, are also refusing to hand over their film to the security forces. A claim by the Consumers Association of Ireland that Irish bathing waters fall short of EEC standards has been dismissed by the Minister for the Environment, Mr. Pádraig Flynn. Describing the report as potentially damaging to tourism and likely to cause unwarranted concern among Irish bathers, Mr. Flynn said the claim was misleading, and he said the CAI statement pointed out that standards were set by an EEC directive, but the assessment had ignored this fact. A look now at the weather forecast for the Dublin area. Cloudy this morning with outbreaks of rain, becoming dry this afternoon with some bright or sunny spells. Maximum temperatures today reaching a high of 12 degrees and winds on the bay force 5 to 6, decreasing force 4 or 5. Finally, the Irish Times of this day, March 22nd, 1969, reported that James Earl Ray, the man who pleaded guilty to assassinating Martin Luther King, had hired a new lawyer and wanted to change his plea to innocent. Ray had been sentenced to 99 years in prison for the murder of the civil rights leader, but was reported to be regretting the guilty plea. That's Millennium 88 News. News again at 9:30. No!
Jennifer Warren's from an album called Famous Blue Raincoat, and that's a Leonard Cohen song, There Ain't No Cure for Love. 8 minutes past nine, a Millennium 88 FM, and some Millennium news for today. The Dublin Maritime Week opened yesterday, and as part of their week's activities, there's a lecture this evening at 8 p.m. in Taylor's Hall, entitled Dublin's Architecture and the Sea, Past, Present and Future, and the lecture is free. Something else to watch out for today, which starts today, is Dublin Through the Pages. It's an exhibition featuring 1,000 years of history through Trinity's extensive collection of books and manuscripts. It's in the Long Room in the old library, Trinity College, and starts today and runs right the way through until September. It's daily between 9:30 and 4:30. Admission is £1.25. 9 minutes past nine, here's Foreigner.
I can't get by if we're not together.
Past 9, Millennium 88 FM with Kim Carnes and Betty Davis Eyes, the number one, global number one, some years ago. Now, a look at the traffic at 9:15, a build-up of traffic on Christchurch and Bridge Street, and traffic is very heavy into Westmoreland Street at present. And North Strand coming into town is also very, very heavy, and avoid that area if you can. Traffic on Pier Street has eased considerably in the past 15 minutes. And finally, a recent build-up of traffic on Burr Quay is slowing things into that particular area.
Celebrate your wedding at the Victor Hotel Best Western, Rochestown Avenue, Dunlera, where there are two banquet rooms to choose from and new gardens and fountain for photographs. Menus from £11.50 net. Phone Dublin 853-555.
Are you paying too much tax? Do you know what you can claim? All the answers, plus special tax tips from international accountants Ernst & Whinney, are in the Business and Finance Guide to Taxation. Available now from all newsagents, the Business and Finance Guide to Taxation.
Hey man, take a look at yourself. Isn't it time you got the new spring look and colourful casuals from McKenna Menswear? For service with style in Nutgrove, Dublin, Drogheda, Navan and Dundalk, it must be McKenna Menswear.
Millennium 88 FM belongs to the city. Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. All the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Yet all the night's magic seem to whisper and hush. And all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. My love. the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time
from Millennium 88 FM, and that's called Moondance from ages ago. Now let's turn our attention to sport at 20 past 9 here on Millennium. I suppose it's fair to say that the Leinster Schools Rugby Final is one of the big sporting events of the year, when over 20,000 people cram into Lansdowne to shout for their old alma mater and the future international sons. Well, Leinster School Soccer has over the past few years been making a huge effort to match their rugby counterparts. And this afternoon in Tallaght Park, the Senior Cup Final takes place. And joining us on Millennium 88 FM is Joe Royce. Joe Royce, who's a teacher in O'Connell School and is chairman of the Football Association of Irish Schools in Leinster. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, John.
I hope you're not missing from school now.
I'm not, no.
Well, today is your big day, so who's playing today?
Well, the final today is between Ortskoil LaSalle Raheny, last year's beaten finalists, and Marion College.
And how many schools have been involved?
Well, in this particular tournament, we've had 70 schools. It's been on a knockout basis, and it's run from January up to now.
So what about the growth of school soccer over the past couple of years?
Well, the Leinster branch started in 1968 with a sum total of 5 schools, and we've now gone on to having 30 different competitions, comprising of approximately 120 schools, and those competitions run from primary to school girls and under 14, 16 and senior.
There's no problem sort of playing soccer in schools at the moment. I know when I was at school you couldn't play it. They produced a hurley and gave you a clip on the legs if you even mentioned soccer.
No, not really now, John. In fact, among our constituent schools we can boast such schools as Blackrock College, Belvedere, famous rugby schools. We can boast St. Joey's, Fairview, who indeed are one of the major Gaelic schools and many, many other schools.
And what about the previous to beaten finalists?
Well, there's a funny incident that's happened over the past couple of years in the respect that in the past 7 years, defeated finalists have come back the following year and actually won the tournament. So I don't know whether that's going to happen today with our school, Salarini.
Mm. And tomorrow now it's Ireland play Romania. And have any schools, players gone on to reach the big time?
Well, we in 1983, Niall Quinn, I think everybody knows Niall Quinn, the Arsenal centre forward, he played for Drimna Castle. John Anderson, who played for Oddscull Asalraheeney, today's finalist. And Ronnie Whelan, of course, who played for Patrician Fingers, now famous for Liverpool.
Drimna was my old school, come to think of it, Drimna Castle. Honest to goodness. We produced some good GAA players as well that went on to play hurling and for Dublin and whatever. Now, today at Tonka Park, will there be any internationals there?
Well, we're hopeful, we're not hopeful, we're actually sure that Jackie Charlton will be along there today, and indeed we're hopeful that some of the panel will make it. Also, today we have, involved in the final before and during the half-time break, we have a penalty tournament for under-15s, and these will be 8 young men from the province of Leinster, and in goal we'll have, this will be a switch of codes for you now, John, it'll be John O'Leary, the Dublin goalkeeper.
Ah, so the time of the teams again, and who's your favourite before we wrap it up?
I don't really have any favourite. It takes a very good team to get to the final. I can't say I have a favourite because neither school will talk to me afterwards anyway.
Okay, Joe, thanks indeed for dropping into us this morning on Millennium 88 FM. And the best of luck to the two Dublin teams as well. 25 and a half minutes past 9, Millennium 88 FM, and it was Joe Rice, a teacher in O'Connell School and chairman of the Football Association of Irish Schools in Leinster. Here's Tasha Seville and Love is Contagious.
Fall to love was far too strong.
Taja Seville with Love is Contagious from Millennium 88 FM. And I mentioned again about the senior soccer final this afternoon. It's at 3 o'clock in Telka Park. It's Ordskull LaSalle versus Marian College. And the savings and investments are the sponsors of the competition. It's now 9:30.
The headlines this morning, Dáil debate on North, Flynn rejects claims, and super tower power talks continue. Millennium 88 News, I'm Andrew Hanlon. Good morning. Leaders of the Progressive Democrats and the Labour Party are to demand a full debate in the North this afternoon. In a written request to the Ciarán Corlaí yesterday, Desi O'Malley said that constitutional politicians had to regain the initiative from the men of violence. The Labour leader Dick Spring said the impasse in Anglo-Irish relations had to be broken in order to restore the possibility of political progress. The debate has been requested before Thursday's adjournment for the Easter recess. A claim by the Consumers Association of Ireland that Irish bathing waters fall short of EEC standards has been dismissed by the Minister for the Environment, Mr. Pádraig Flynn. Describing the report as potentially damaging to tourism and likely to cause unwarranted concern among Irish bathers, Mr. Flynn said the claim was misleading, and he said the CAI statement pointed out that standards were set by an EEC directive, but the assessment had ignored this fact. In Washington today, the Soviet Foreign Minister Edward Shevardnadze is to meet with his American counterpart Mr. Schultz for talks, which may include the setting of a date sometime in May for the next superpower summit. The two men will discuss the reduction of their strategic nuclear arsenals, which still remain a delicate point in the negotiations. It's also hoped that there'll be a breakthrough on a treaty to confirm the Soviet Union's withdrawal from Afghanistan. This report from the BBC in Washington.
Talking may continue, but there is still no movement on the issue of Russian guns withdrawing from Afghanistan.
3, 2, 1, mark.
Nor is there any sign of an agreement on a strategic arms treaty. But a smiling Mr. Shevardnadze on day 3 of his visit here goes through the motions of negotiating and even asking the press for advice.
No news yet. Maybe you have something interesting for me.
With Mr. Schultz in this peaceful fireside setting, the exchange for the Reagan administration is vital, even if an arms treaty is not in their clench. The Americans will be happy with a similar motorcade through Moscow and a grand finale for Ronald Reagan, treaty or not.
There's to be a disciplinary hearing later on today for the two editors of RTE's Morning Ireland radio programme, which last week included a report in breach of Section 31 featuring comments from Sinn Féin member Martin McGuinness. Yesterday, RTE management sacked the reporter involved, Miss Jenny McIver, after a brief suspension period. The broadcasting branch of the National Union of Journalists representing the reporter has said it deplores RTE's decision, describing the breach as a technical one, which wasn't intended by Miss McIver. A number of people were evacuated from their homes in South Belfast last night when British Army bomb experts were called in to deal with a suspect device at Finihy. A controlled explosion was carried out on a package which had been placed in a car windscreen in Orlock Square. Earlier, a grenade found in a car at Malone Road was defused. A weather forecast now for the Dublin area. Cloudy this morning with outbreaks of rain. Becoming dry this afternoon with some bright or sunny spells. Maximum temperatures today around 12 degrees, falling to about 6 or 7 by midnight tonight. Winds in the bay, force 5 or 6, decreasing force 4 or 5. And finally, the Irish Times of this day, the 22nd of March, 1969, reported that an ink drawing of a clown by Picasso, which probably took the artist less than 30 seconds to complete, was sold for $3,300 to Hollywood film producer David Walper. And that's Millennium 88 News. News headlines at 10 o'clock.
Millennium.
John Clark.
88 FM.
Day when I became a man at the hands of a girl almost twice my age, and she came to me just like the morning sun. As the way they were sung, it was the way they were. end. For she was there and gone, without one regret. But she continues on, like the words of a song I could not forget. I could not forget.
Diamond from Millennium 88 FM, and that's called Desiree, 25 minutes before 10. And one or two items from the Millennium calendar. Well, the Fesh Cole is carrying on.